Welcome to the Christ Church Vienna podcast, gathering the theological and liturgical resources of Christ Church, the Anglican Church in Vienna, Austria. For more information about the ministry of Christ Church, visit us at christchurchvienna.org. You are listening to the Book of Common Prayer service from December 31st, 2023.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Almighty God, unto whom all hearts be open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of thy Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love thee, and worthily magnify thy holy name through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ said, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment, and the second is like, namely this, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Lord, have mercy upon us, and write all these thy laws in our hearts, we beseech thee.
We join our prayers with the church throughout the world in the collect set for the Sunday after Christmas Day. Almighty God, who hast given us thy only begotten Son, to take our nature upon him, and as at this time to be born of a pure virgin, grant that we, being regenerate, and made thy children by adoption and grace, may daily be renewed by thy Holy Spirit, through the same our Lord Jesus Christ, who liveth and reigneth with thee, and the same Spirit, ever one God, world without end. Amen.
A reading from the prophet Isaiah. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My whole being shall exult in my God. For he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness. As a bridegroom decks himself with a garland, and as a bride adorns herself with jewels. For as the earth brings forth its shoots, and as the garden causes what is sown into it to spring up, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring up before all the nations. For Zion's sake, I will not keep silent, and for Jerusalem's sake, I will not rest, until her vindication shines out like the dawn, and her salvation like a burning torch. The nations shall see your vindication, and all the kings your glory, and you shall be called by a new name, that the mouth of the Lord will give. You shall be a crown of beauty in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of your God. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The psalm this morning is Psalm 148 on page 614. Psalm 148. Page 614, and we'll say the verses antiphonally. O praise the Lord of heaven, praise him in the height.
Praise him, all ye angels of his, praise him, all his hosts.
Praise him, sun and moon, praise him, all ye stars and light.
Praise him, all ye heavens, and ye waters.
Let them praise the name of the Lord. For he spake the word, and they were made. He commanded, and they were created.
He hath made them fast forever and ever. He hath given them a law which shall not be broken.
Praise the Lord upon earth, ye dragons and all deeps.
Fire and hail, snow and vapors, wind and storm.
Mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars,
beasts and all the animals, worms and other fowls.
Kings of the earth and all people, princes and all judges of the world.
Young men and maidens, old men and children, praise the name of the Lord, for his name only is excellent, and his praise above heaven and earth.
He shall exalt the horn of his people, all his saints shall praise him, even the children of Israel, even the people that serveth him. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning,
is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The Holy Gospel is written in the second chapter of the Gospel according to St. Luke, beginning in the 15th verse. Glory be to thee, O Lord. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. After 8 days had passed, it was time to circumcise the child, and he was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise be to thee, O Christ. We make a confession of our common faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one Catholic and Apostolic Church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins. And I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be found acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Wedding imagery often evokes that sense of something new coming about. This imagery of weddings is how our reading from Isaiah begins. A reading that teaches us something very important about what it means to be saved by the Lord. That is, being saved by the Lord's Messiah makes us his new people. But to see it, let's take a closer look. I actually want to begin with the last section of the passage, where we see in fairly literal terms what it means for the Lord's Messiah to save his people. The context of the whole book is, as it was 2 weeks ago when I preached on the passage just before this, very important. The first 39 chapters of the book of Isaiah establish the theme of God's judgment against his people for their sins. They have been a selfish, idolatrous, wicked, and corrupt people, and God is about to hand them over to slavery in Babylon as a punishment. The next section, chapters 40 to 55, begin to describe what happens after. Despite deserving far greater judgment, there's a hope of restoration. Through the Messiah, who is both a suffering servant and a triumphant king, Atonement will be made and God will rescue his people. And so the final section of the book, and the one in which our passage is found, explores the implications of restoration. What does it mean for this Messiah to save God's people? And so the prophet writes, "For Zion's sake I will not keep silent, and for Jerusalem's sake I will not rest." The I in this passage is the Messiah, the one appointed by God, anointed by God, to proclaim good news to the poor. The Spirit of the Lord has rested upon this Messiah for this task, and so in our passage, he comes to do just that, to proclaim a message of vindication for God's people. The references to Zion and Jerusalem are, and I want to be very clear in our current political climate, they are broad references to God's people, not to a place or a national or ethnic identity. Paul will make this very clear in the New Testament, where he talks about who is and is not Israel in the sense of being God's people. What's the message of this Messiah? He will declare that her vindication shines out like the dawn and her salvation like a burning torch. This is not vindication in the sense of declaring innocence. The first two-thirds of the book of Isaiah establish the guilt of God's people beyond all doubt. This is vindication in the sense that they are no longer under the judgment of God. He has declared them free. He has saved them. They are no longer to be in exile in Babylon. And the world, the nations, will see that God has rescued them and brought them home. And in fact, this is where the passage then picks up on the marriage language for the second time. But let's look at both instances together. Back up in the first verse, "For he has clothed me with garments of salvation, he has covered me with robes of righteousness. As a bridegroom decks himself with a garland, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels." And then at the end, "And you shall be called by a new name that the mouth of the Lord will give. You shall be a crown of beauty in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of your God." The Messiah comes to rescue God's people like a bridegroom comes to take his wife. He is decked in his finest robes, for it is a moment of celebration. The bride is there, presented in all her splendor. It is the time of the marriage, the uniting of God and his redeemed people. And she's given her new name, a name given by the Lord, a name that enhances her, that reveals her glory to the world, that demonstrates his profound love for her. Indeed, the next verses make it clear, "You shall no more be termed forsaken, but rather, as the bridegroom rejoices over the bride, so shall your God rejoice over you." The rescue of the Lord is like that of a marriage, a joyful symbol of unity and new life. This marriage image is one of the most frequent in the Bible. The Old Testament prophets reference it frequently, from God pledging himself to his people as to a bride in Ezekiel, telling his people that he married them in Jeremiah, or loving them despite their unfaithfulness in a grand analogy in Hosea. The New Testament likewise picks it up, whether it is how the church is presented as a bride to Christ in 2 Corinthians, or how Revelation describes the consummation of all things in the wedding feast of the Lamb. God loves his people as a husband loves a wife, which brings us then to a final question. How is it that a perfect God is able to marry, to joyfully unite with, to join together with his imperfect people? In this book, in Isaiah, it is explained 9 chapters earlier where the Messiah, the suffering servant, gives his life as an offering for the sin of his people. Paul, in his analogical reflections in Ephesians 5, on Christ as the bridegroom of the church, puts it like this: "Husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, in order to make her holy by cleansing her with the washing of water by the word." Christ gave his life so that the bride would be redeemed. Whatever you think about the equality between man and woman in marriage today. That was not and never has been the case with Christ and the church. And yet, he gave his life on a cross so that she would be worthy of marriage, so that she could be united with him, so that we could be united with him. What greater reason could we have to rejoice? What greater example could we have in how we behave toward our loved ones? And so as the new year sets in, as we leave 2023 behind and look to 2024, let us begin here. A new year is like a marriage, a brand new thing, a chance to reset, a new opportunity to be the rescued, saved, redeemed people of God. Let us not look back and forget the cost to our bridegroom, to the risen Christ. But let us begin this year with the truth that being saved by the Lord's Messiah makes us his new people. Let us live in the righteousness he has given us, wearing the crown he has given us, bearing the name we have received. Let me pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for loving us so much that you gave your Son to death on a cross in order to redeem us, in order to make us new. May we in this new year rejoice in our union with you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon the earth, where the rust and moth doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither rust nor moth doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through and steal. Let us pray for the whole state of Christ Church militant here on earth. Almighty and ever-living God, who by thy holy apostle has taught us to make prayers and supplications, to give thanks for all men, we humbly beseech thee most mercifully to accept our alms and oblations, and to receive these our prayers, which we offer unto thy divine majesty, beseeching thee to inspire continually the universal church with the spirit of truth, unity, and concord, and grant that all they that do confess thy holy name may agree in the truth of thy holy word and live in unity and godly love. We beseech thee also to save and defend all Christian kings, princes, and governors, especially thy servant Charles, our king, Alexander, the president of the Republic of Austria, and the leaders of the nations from which we come, that under them we may be godly and quietly governed. And grant unto their whole councils and to all that are put in authority under them, that they may truly and indifferently minister justice to the punishment of wickedness and vice, and to the maintenance of thy true religion and virtue. Give grace, O Heavenly Father, to all bishops and curates, that they may both by their life and doctrine set forth thy true and lively word, and rightly and duly administer thy holy sacraments. And to all thy people give thy heavenly grace, and especially to this congregation here present, that with meek heart and due reverence they may hear and receive thy holy word, truly serving thee in holiness and righteousness all the days of their life. And we most humbly beseech thee of thy goodness, O Lord, to comfort and succor all them who in this transitory life are in trouble, sorrow, need, sickness, or any other adversity. And we also bless thy holy name for all thy servants departed this life in thy faith and fear, beseeching thee to give us grace so to follow their good examples, that with them we may be partakers of thy heavenly kingdom. Grant this, O Father, for Jesus Christ's sake, our only mediator and advocate. Amen. Ye that do truly and earnestly repent you of your sins, and are in love and charity with your neighbors, and intend to lead a new life, following the commandments of God and walking from henceforth in his holy ways, draw near with faith, and take this holy sacrament to your comfort, and make your humble confession to Almighty God, meekly kneeling upon your knees. Almighty God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, maker of all things, judge of all men, we acknowledge and bewail our manifold sins and wickedness, which we from time to time most grievously have committed, by thought, word, and deed, against thy divine majesty, provoking most justly thy wrath and indignation against us. We do earnestly repent and are heartily sorry for these our misdoings. The remembrance of them is grievous unto us. The burden of them is intolerable. Have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, most merciful Father, for thy Son, our Lord Jesus Christ's sake, Forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may ever hereafter serve and please thee in newness of life, to the honor and glory of thy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our heavenly Father, who of his great mercy hath promised forgiveness of sins to all them that with hearty repentance and true faith turn unto him, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and bring you to everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Hear what comfortable words our Savior Christ saith unto all that truly turn to him. Come unto me, all that travail and are heavy laden, and I will refresh you. So God loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, to the end that all that believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Hear also what St. Paul saith. This is a true saying, and worthy of all men to be received, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Hear also what St. John saith. If any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and he is the propitiation for our sins.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto our Lord God. It is very meet, right, and our bounden duty that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty, Everlasting God, because thou didst give Jesus Christ, thine only Son, to be born as at this time for us, who by the operation of the Holy Ghost was made very man of the substance of the Virgin Mary, his mother, and that without spot of sin to make us clean from all sin. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of thy glory. Glory be to thee, O Lord Most High. Amen. We do not presume to come to this thy table, O merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in thy manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under thy table, but thou art the same Lord, whose property is always to have mercy. Grant us therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of thy dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him, and he in us. Amen. Almighty God, our heavenly Father, who of thy tender mercy didst give thine only Son, Jesus Christ, to suffer death upon the cross for our redemption, who made thereby his one oblation of himself once offered a full, perfect, and sufficient sacrifice, oblation and satisfaction for the sins of the whole world, and did institute and in his holy gospel command us to continue a perpetual memory of that his precious death until his coming again. Hear us, O merciful Father, we most humbly beseech thee, and grant that we, receiving these thy creatures of bread and wine, according to thy Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ's holy institution, in remembrance of his death and passion, may be partakers of his most blessed body and blood, who in the same night that he was betrayed took bread, and when he had given thanks, he brake it, gave it to his disciples, saying, Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, after supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink ye all of this, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you and for many for the remission of sins. Do this as oft as ye shall drink it, in remembrance of me. Amen. Rejoicing in the arrival of the Lord's Messiah, let us pray as he has taught us. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. O Lord and Heavenly Father, we, thy humble servants, entirely desire thy fatherly goodness, mercifully to accept this our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, most humbly beseeching thee to grant that by the merits and death of thy Son, Jesus Christ, and through faith in his blood, we and all thy whole church may obtain remission of our sins and all other benefits of his passion. And here we offer and present unto thee, O Lord, ourselves, our souls and bodies, to be a reasonable, holy, and lively sacrifice unto thee, humbly beseeching thee that all we who are partakers of this holy communion may be fulfilled with thy grace and heavenly benediction. And although we be unworthy through our manifold sins to offer unto thee any sacrifice, yet we beseech thee to accept this our bounden duty and service, not weighing our merits, but pardoning our offenses, through Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom, in the unity of the Holy Ghost, all honor and glory be unto thee, O Father Almighty, world without end. Amen. Please stand for the Gloria. Glory be to God on high, and in earth peace, goodwill towards men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee, we glorify thee. We give thanks to thee for thy great glory. O Lord God, heavenly King, God the Father Almighty. O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesu Christ. O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. Thou that sittest at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy upon us. For thou only art holy, thou only art the Lord, thou only, O Christ, with the Holy Ghost, art most high in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Christ, who by his incarnation gathered into one things earthly and heavenly, fill you with peace and goodwill and make you partakers of the divine nature. And the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, be amongst you now and remain with you always. Amen. Amen.